My science teacher in Carbondale, Illinois High School wore the same dress every day for a whole year, a beige jersey dress. The next fall, Ralph and I said, at least she'll have to have a new dress. She came into class and her dress had been dyed black. Maybe she had debts to pay and couldn't afford a new dress. I made up my mind that if I was to teach school, I'd have lots of dresses and pretty colors. When I went to the alumni banquet, one of my students that I had over 50 years ago came to me and said she never forgot the blue knit dress I had. As a little 8-year-old, she made up her mind to learn to knit, and she now teaches knitting. She said, I even remember the color. Shirley Manuel told Linda she thought I was so pretty with my nylons and high heels. My mother knit that blue dress. See how that teacher influenced me. My best friend in that high school was Frances Draper, daughter of my English teacher. Her mother was colorblind, and she got Frances a green midi blouse and blue plaid skirt. We thought those colors looked terrible, and Frances had to wear it for a whole year. Mrs. Draper couldn't understand why she didn't like it, as the blue and green looked alike to her. Maybe that's why I was always fussy about the colors my children wore. My first teaching job was in a 2-room country schoolhouse in Gopher Hill. I had never lived in the country, and it was all new to me. I boarded with a German woman. Her husband had built a new house for them, and he was killed on a tractor the day before they were to move in. She just couldn't enjoy the new conveniences. She still used the privy instead of her inside bathroom. One stormy night, there was a blizzard, and she decided to use the bathroom inside. Finally, she came out and got bundled up. She said she just couldn't go on that newfangled thing. I never liked the lunches. The school had a stove with a big shield around it. I had never built a fire before this. Wet mittens were hung on the shield, and sometimes they got scorched. Party telephone lines were the way to keep up with all the news. My dad called one day to see about the roads before he came to after me. While we were talking, some man interrupted, told Dad the best way to come. He just didn't say anything on the phone that was private. It was a good way to find out about the weather, as farms didn't have electricity, so there was no radios. Both men knew that on that snowy night, the roads might be impossible. We had box socials at school for a social life, and I saw my first butchering there.